Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for three charts moving on news in 3 minutes is the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart, the female with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello, yes, very good, thanks.
Okay, let's start with the first one. Phalanx, which is cybersecurity, FLX, they've announced a new business unit today. So Phalanx Cyber Technologies. So what do you reckon on the chart, Nick? Phalanx, had a nice run a while back, but...
I didn't know that they were cybersecurity, because that's like the hot new thing, isn't it?
So. Yes, yeah. And it will be for a long time now, I think. You know, it's one of the things
Oh my
where,
gosh, I think it's the new frontier,
Go for it. What's the chart looking like?
I really like this. Since, you know, in October when we had that rally and we bottomed and we, you know, we started making higher highs and higher lows instead of the reverse, we've held above the 200-day moving average and just sort of consolidated that rally, because we got really, you know, overbought then. RSI was up in the 80s. I think that we bottomed in January, and I really like buying the dips here against the 200-day moving average and against that sort of pivot level at 5.3. So I would say below 5, you're wrong, but I really like this.
Yeah, do you know what? You can draw a line here back from, when is this, 2016, July, the spike down there. Then the next low is like the 9th, September 29th. And then recently, just so that, and literally it's bouncing off that, you know? It's like a nice little line, isn't it? It's a support line.
Yeah, it is.
A rising
lovely.
Channel line.
So yeah. I think it's... Yeah, I think it looks really good against that. I like buying dips against it. I think this one's going to pop, and I really pop, sort of at least 210.
Cool. All right, the next one is Georgian Mining Corporation. I'm going to have Greg on the podcast later. It's Geo. They've announced significant drill intercepts at the Kavimobolnizi project in Georgia. And I think Greg is in the airport on the way to the Georgia as I spoke to him there. So Georgian Mining, what do you reckon on the chart there?
Yeah, Georgia Mining. I think this has a really good chance to bottom as well. Mm. It's having a go. The problem is it's got a major, major level at 11.38, 11.4. That's the 236 Fibonacci from the 2016 highs. It's also, if people zoom out and look at a weekly chart, that's also a Fibonacci... They won't do retracement level, so it's probably not a good idea to do that. But it's also a Fibonacci projection level, so I think that we're going to have a bit of trouble there. So 11.4 is the level to overcome, and that will also take us over the 200-day moving average. But I think for sure from here, because we've gapped higher today and we've gapped back above the moving averages again after 2 weeks going sideways, 11.4 should be your first target. And then if we can clear that, and we will take out the 200-day moving average, and we'll go to 15.7 next.
Wow. Well, if you notice, there's a bit of a strong support at 8, because they raised some money, placing was at 8 pence, so that's why there seems some strong support there.
And you know, that's the 2016 lows, and then, you know, so we're a big weekly double bottom, and then, you know, we made a low there in November and then repeated it in December, so a double bottom there. So, you know, for that short term double bottom, which the sort of confirmation level was at 9, we've reached that target. For the bigger double bottom, in other words, the 2016 and the start and start and finish double bottoms, the pivot conformation level's at 23. Now, if we take that out, then we're obviously going much, much higher to the 40s. So,
okay, cool. And the last one is Keffi Minerals. They've raised £5.62 million. This is to obviously help advance its Tulu Kapi project, gold project in Ethiopia. So, Keffi, what do you reckon there?
Keffi. So the rally in Keffi that started in at the end of December got us really, really overbought again, and it needs to come back, and it's sort of consolidating. What we want to see now is a higher low in Keffi. There is a good chance that we hold the support at 0.336, that's today's low, but I think that probably a better chance we go maybe 0.29, 0.2. You know, we might even retest the low, but I think that this this one has a good shot. But it's got to get above 0.45. 0.45 is the 200-day moving average. It's the 50% retracement of the entire decline from the April high. So, you know, when a market's trending, very often it will make a big swing, then it'll retrace 50%, and then it'll carry on. And so that's what this has been doing. You know, it's not even 50% in some of the retracements in the decline. So to reverse that pattern, we need to get above 0.45. And then if we do rock and roll, the first Fibonacci target is 1.4 if this stock bottoms.
Wow, yeah, they're just sort of fundraising. This fundraising was at 0.33, so that's why it's come off. Okay, Marv's, Nick, send us the charts and I'll put them on the company pages and at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely, Nick. Speak later.
Yay! Okay, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.